Today's podcast is brought to you by Balance 7. Save $10 plus free shipping this week only with code HOWIE10 at balance7.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Are you still full speed ahead on mandates for essential workers to get vaccinated?
It is very important to get these people vaccinated. There is a plan, should these people not want to be vaccinated, towards education and counseling to get people the information they need.
Let the re-education begin.
I tend to believe that this is the most excessive abuse of presidential federal overreach.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Save our country!
Save our freedom!
Save our city!
Save our freedom!
Supposed to be over here. I like Legos.
Yes.
I like Legos.
What am I doing here?
Hey, Legos!
I say this with respect, with all the respect I can muster. Mr. President, you just got to try harder not to suck.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. And for the last few weeks, it's become kind of a new Monday tradition on the Howie Carr Show to play the Let's Go Brandon cuts from around the world, first around the country, and then now around the world. All weekend long, they go on at college games, at pro football games, and everywhere in between. So let's just get right to it here before we move on, because we have some cuts from President Brandon today. As well, he was in New Jersey campaigning for Phil Murphy. They must be in big trouble if he's campaigning for Murphy. And I can you imagine that helps him? That he helps even in the deepest blue states, that an appearance from Biden or Kaklin Kamala or Barack Hussein Obama helps out the Democrats. I can't imagine it, but I could be wrong, I guess. But anyway, let's start off and go. Let's go back to the Southeastern Conference, where so many of these chants began in the early days after Talladega. But this is Ole Miss versus LSU on Saturday, cut 26. All right, now we move to the Keystone State of Pennsylvania. These are cops over a patrol car at some kind of anti-Biden standout.
That's not Pennsylvania. That's the public address system. That's what PA stands for there. Sorry.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Okay, so where was this? Do we know what state this was in?
Unknown location.
Unknown. This is from Parts Unknown. Parts Unknown. Cut 27. Oh, that got him excited. Let's go, Brandon. That's the way to get the peanut gallery up and standing and clapping. Okay, next we move to the Rio Grande, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's at a press conference. Cut 28.
And so I just want to finish my comments, and then I'll let Eric say what he's going to say, and just say to the President of the United States, you know, let's go, Brandon. We'll see you in court.
If ever you're a public speaker these days and you're dug yourself a hole, you're in a jam, all you have to do is yell, let's go, Brandon, and the crowd will be back with you in an instant. Okay, here are some airline pilots on an international frequency. Cut 29.
Brandon. Let's go, Brandon.
Southwest has a hot mic.
Go, Brandon. Who's Brandon?
Let's go, Brandon.
I love the Southwest has a hot mic. It's so beautiful that comes from Southwest.
Southwest told Brandon where to get off, didn't they? The employees of Southwest Airlines told Brandon where to get off. So next, we have this is a radio shout-out.
Yeah, you know, like how morning shows, they do birthday shout-outs.
Right, like, what was it, Willard Scott used to do, hold up the snapshot. Exactly. He turned 100 years old today, so this is one of the morning zoo type of shows?
Exactly.
Okay, cut 30.
All right, Lesko Brandon of Tupelo turns 80 today.
Big.
You know, she what a classic bimbo she is on a morning show. I don't think she knew what she was saying, did she?
Neither one of them did, no. Or maybe they did. Maybe they submitted that themselves. Tupelo, Mississippi? Come on.
I think that's what you call a small market. I don't know how much they're going up in market size with if they don't know what Let's Go Brandon means. That was happy birthday. Let me just repeat it, though. Happy birthday to Lesko Brandon. Turned 80 today. 80 years young, Lesko Brandon. And finally, from the game, the Tampa Bay Bucs versus the Chicago Bears, where Tom Brady got his 600th touchdown pass, an all-time NFL record. Here it is. Cut 31.
Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon! Let's go, Brandon!
Seven 781 says, I'm handing out full-size candy bars with Let's Go Brandon stickers on them for Halloween, 300 of them. That's pretty good. Let's Go Brandon. You got to be in the right neighborhood, though. Some neighborhoods, they'd call 911 on you. Charlie Parker would probably call 911 on you if one of his kids was still around, but they're not going trick-or-treating anymore, at least not AJ. AJ Gropey Baker isn't going trick-or-treating. Sarah, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for letting me speak. I had two things I just wanted to mention. It has to do with the federal officers and any law enforcement across America that has lost their jobs due to not taking the vaccine.
Yes. Sarah, get off the speakerphone, okay? We can't hear you on the speakerphone. Just pick it up.
All right. Can you get that off for me?
There, hold on. She'll be with us in just... Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. We lost her. I'm sorry. We'll be talking more about this when we get later in the show about the people being laid off or forced out. And again, it's really outrageous what's happening across the country, not just in Massachusetts. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of Biden cuts here. And this is one where I want to play this one because the description of it by Taylor is I have no idea what he says here, seriously, and I'd listened to it before, and you can pick it up at the end, but at the beginning it's totally incomprehensible. So let's play that one. Cut 23.
My infrastructure bill is always part of Americans' work on long overdue national environmental cleanups.
Like, I recognize all of those words. I get that those are English words, but they're said in such a way and in such an order that they don't make sense.
Hey, let us hear it one more time.
My infrastructure bill is always part of Americans' work on long overdue national environmental cleanups.
What?
I think he's my French infrastructure bill. My infrastructure bill is always...
No, he says infrastructure, but those are all words I understand every single one individually, but he puts them together and it just becomes nonsensical.
Well, what, Mr. President, Mr. Dementia Joe, don't you have a name for the infrastructure program? Cut 26.
My Build Back Better plan is going to cut child care costs more than in half.
Sometimes he calls it the Build Back Better plan, and other times he calls it the Build Back Pletter plan. Today he called it the Build Back Pletter Pan. He got both of the mistakes into 1 4-second sound cut. Angie Angie Baby, Angie Negri, the Amtrak conductor, returned again from the dead. It's Halloween week, you know? I mean, he keeps coming back. You can't keep him out. So Angie's back today, and he's quoting him, as well as screwing up all the numbers again. As always, cut 16.
I said, no, he's a friend. I said, what's up, Angie? He said, Joey, I read in the paper, you've traveled 1,000 to 1,200,000 miles on Air Force planes because they keep meticulous tabs of it. I said, yeah. He said, big deal.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to ride this rigatoni into the sky.
They keep rigorous numbers. That's why he doesn't know whether it was 1,000 or 1,000,000. He's not sure, but they keep rigorous numbers. Let's play cut 21.
Global warming has caused over $1 trillion. $100 billion.
$1 trillion, $100 billion, $1,000 gazillion, something like that. And then here he's telling the McDonald story again. This is what I mean. He's told the McDonald story. He told it on Thursday in Trenton. He told it on Friday again, and not Trenton, Scranton. And then he told it on Wednesday in Scranton, Thursday at the town hall meeting, and now the McDonald story has reappeared with a missing word. Cut 20.
How many times you see people pulling up to McDonald's sitting outside during the pandemic so they could do their homework because they can get off of their line?
Actually, Mr. President, I never saw that. Did you ever see that, Taylor?
Get off their line? I don't.
I never saw.
I've seen people getting in line at McDonald's, but not offline.
No, but he's talking about going to do their homework. There, I mean, again, it's. I guess you have to have followed it. You know, you had to have been there in Scranton or at the town hall in Baltimore to kind of be able to piece it together.
I understand it. And to paraphrase Joe Biden, I was being facetious.
I know it's. He can't remember the word internet. That's a pretty big bleeping deal.
Wi-Fi. He could have said Wi-Fi. He couldn't remember that one.
Yeah, or just mentioned Al Gore and everybody would have known what he was talking about. All right, thank you. Protecting your family is essential, but defending yourself doesn't have to be lethal. It's time for safer self-defense with Taser, because Taser protects life on both sides of the trigger. Non-lethal and easier to use than a gun, Taser's smart self-protection devices can stop threats before, during, and after you pull the trigger. Take the Taser Pulse Plus. From 15 feet away, it can lock up an attacker's muscles for up to 30 seconds, half a minute, 30 seconds, so you can escape quickly, safely. And when you're paired with your phone, the Taser Pulse Plus alerts emergency dispatchers with your GPS location as soon as you fire. And if you ever have to fire yours, Taser will replace the device for free. Get the same Taser technology trusted by police officers across the country since 1993. Giving you the confidence to pull the trigger. Get Taser Pulse Plus today and save 15% at Taser.com and enter promo code Howie. Spell TASER.com promo code Howie. Taser.com promo code Howie. Supplies are limited. Restrictions apply. See site for details. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie will be right back after a quick trip to the Redemption Center. He's a history buff's history buff.
You don't know nothing about Lady Liberty. Standing there in a harp, screaming out the wall of nations in a warrior. Send me your poor, your deadbeats, your filthy.
Howie Carr is back.
Add two delicious plant-based Super Beats Heart Chews to your morning routine for heart-healthy energy without a caffeine crash. Get free shipping, free returns, a 90-day money-back guarantee, and a free 30-day supply with your first purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will the DOJ retract the letter ordering the FBI to investigate school parents?
Nah.
84% say nah.
All right. Do you remember last month that there was a flight from Boston to JetBlue flight 261 from Boston to Puerto Rico and September 22nd? And they had a problem. A fellow by the name, a passenger by the name of Khalil Eldar, he suddenly rushed to the front of the aircraft, choked and kicked the flight attendant, tried to break into the flight deck, and urged crew members to shoot him. And on landing in San Juan, Khalil Eldar was arrested and charged with interference for with flight crew members in attendance. What was his motive? What could his motive have possibly been? The Washington Post wrote up the incident and it based it on the FBI affidavit. But they didn't mention one part of the affidavit. Would you care to guess what part that was, Taylor? At one point during the incident, they, meaning the flight attendants, and the crew, they heard him yelling in Spanish and Arabic, and they heard him. They were able to understand Eldar say, "Allah," in a raised tone. Allah. And yet somehow that didn't make the Washington Post story. I thought democracy dies in darkness.
He's bilingual.
The affidavit is a public document, just like the. This was not a mistake like saying that they chanted "Let's go Brandon" at the Georgia rally where Donald Trump Jr. spoke, even though the phrase "Let's go Brandon" hadn't entered the popular lexicon. This is an error of omission. They omitted the fact that he said Allah when he was trying to rush the cockpit and bring it down. By the way, remember the. Remember how when Florida was having a slight uptick in the number of COVID cases and it was the biggest news around? Well, now Florida is down and hospitalizations are rising in the north in places like Vermont where over 98% of the people are vaccinated. And the downturn in Florida is getting a good leaving alone.
All right, move on.
The corporate media outlets that bash southern, often Republican-led states during the Delta variant surge of COVID-19 are now conspicuously silent as hospitalizations are falling in the south and have risen in much of the north. During the Delta wave, some media outlets repeatedly heaped blame on southern states for allegedly driving the surge. This is from the Daily Caller. CNN emphasized that eight states made up half of COVID-19 hospitalizations. MSNBC wrote that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was beginning to lose the plot. CBS News said hospitals in southern states are pushed to the brink. But now, over the past two weeks, only four states saw a double-digit increase in COVID-19 hospitalization rates. Michigan, New Hampshire, Minnesota, and Colorado. Huh. Oh, no. 844-500-4242. That's when DeSantis's rates in Florida go down, you'll know that they will get no coverage whatsoever. Exactly. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with Hate Mail Monday. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 919 says, you watch, the increase in COVID-19 in Vermont will be blamed on leaf peepers from the south. Quite possibly. They've got an excuse for everything. Certainly Bernie Sanders' fault, because he's the leader of the not so free world. He's the they put Joe Biden in to prevent him from getting the Democrat nomination, and now this is his plan, the Build Back Pletter pan, as Joe Biden called it today in New Jersey.
He's the leader of the one deodorant world.
That's right. That's right. 603 says, I need correct grammar for my yard sign. Is it Let's Go Brandon or Let's Go comma Brandon? I'm going to say no comma necessary.
Yeah, I haven't been seeing a comma.
No, very few commas out there.
It's a short enough sentence where people get it.
All right. Now it's time for Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr.
This is where we go over all the fan mail, the love letters, the mash notes, the messages on the newspaper and website message boards, the voicemails, all the great stuff the wet slobbering kisses that come in from the fans of the Howie Carr Show and the Grace Curley Show, and it can include Taylor and Jared, everybody else connected with the show, because people love us.
Yeah. These messages would beg to differ. We have some fire voicemails today. People are really mad at you, Howie, and it's something to hear. So I think people
What are they mad about?
Everything. Just you. Just your aura, your essence, everything you choose to be.
My aura, I like that.
Yeah.
My halo.
Yes. Exactly. We do have one comment, though, that I'll read, and then we will get to the voicemails. You wrote the mixed up files of Mr. Joe Robinette Biden.
Yes.
And you got one hate mail message. And actually, you got a lot of people underneath the column saying, where are all the crazy people coming out to defend Joe? Come defend your leader. And no one came to defend him except for Mike, who said, Biden is still a much better president than the colossal failure he replaced by a long shot. It takes more than 9 months to clean up the mess Trump left behind. That's real Trump derangement.
Wow. You mean a mess like low gas prices in Afghanistan not being in the hands of the Taliban, and inflation being negligible, and full employment, which we had before the pandemic, before the panic anyway.
Howie, there was this really funny thing that this reminds me of, where someone was tweeting about Joe Biden's town hall performance, and the top comment beneath it was this guy who said, he was fine. He had a few moments where he stumbled. I would have done the same. And I think he did a great job, and he really looks like he's in charge or whatever. And the comments back to this guy were, oh, God.
I like Legos.
Yes.
I like Legos.
All the comments were like, you need help. And everyone was saying, oh, this can't be real. Are you a robot?
Taylor, did he knock over some little kid's Legos today? Or
No. The kid looked at him and the Legos fell. So he was only partially complicit.
He said, give me my fair share of those Legos, kid. All right, now, we do have a lot of voicemails to get through, but before we get to them, I should let everyone know that Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill, for over 100 years. I just got a beautiful Piantedosi pamphlet, like their monthly newsletter from Joe Piantedosi. And he'll
have a bread newsletter?
Yeah,
sign
it's so cool.
Up.
And Howie and I seem to make it every single month, which is fabulous. But yeah, definitely check out Piantedosi if you're at your local markets. All right, without further ado, Howie, do you remember the guy who talked a lot about how he would go into the grocery stores and cover the Herald with the Boston Globe?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Well,
yeah.
He's at it again, and I think the takeaway here is this man has far too much time on his hands. Cut one.
Hey, Howie, I forgot to mention, I hope I don't take up the whole shop line. You probably delete me anyhow.
Oh, by the way, I went to the store yesterday and saw Boston Herald, $3.50. Skinny little paper. Should I say Republican newspaper? That's all it is. Every article is about the Democrats. By the way, then I looked at the papers and I saw New York Times for $3, 50 cents less than yours, and with all kinds of information. Hey, by the way, Howie, my paper business is going great. I probably discontinue probably 300 times this week. Unbelievable. Hey, anyhow, Howie, I'm not sure. You probably delete me, but if you're not, who cares?
You know, Taylor, is it possible to put a breathalyzer
on
the voicemail machine?
You want me to have no hate mail messages? That's a good quality hate mail. And I will say that everyone has their own verbal things that they rely on. That guy really likes, by the way, as a transition phrase. He said it 3 times in that one message. By the way.
You know, I'm glad that somebody is hanging out at the little stand in the supermarkets where they have the newspaper, because usually when I'm in a supermarket, people are given that the wide berth, and it kind of makes me sad.
Howie, standing around, it sounds like he's loitering. He's checking out all the prices, hanging out there. This takes a long time.
You think the cashiers see this guy every week and say, Susan, he's back.
He's shuffling the papers around. Yeah, it is a little bizarre. Okay, now here's another hate mail, Howie, that involves you and your age. Cut to.
Grace, last week you had Howie on for what you called a trip down memory lane. That guy's so old that when he studied medieval history at Deerfield, it was called current events. No wonder you guys have those air purifiers. Without them, the studio would probably have that distinct old man scent of Werther's Originals and Bengay.
What's wrong with Bengay?
I thought you were going to say, what's wrong with Werther's?
Of my mind if Howie had a stash of Werther's Originals somewhere.
It would not last long.
No, it would not.
You're not a big hard candy guy, though, Howie. You haven't entered that stage of life yet.
I think it's a little late.
If they made Superbeats is bad. I love Superbeats. But if they made a Superbeats chew that tasted like Werther's, that'd be some good marketing right there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know that cafeteria we have down here, Grace?
Yeah.
Taylor, you know it as well now.
Yep.
Do you know what they had on Friday?
What?
Hershey's almond bars.
Full size?
So good,
size.
Aren't they, Howie?
Wow.
I just got one of those. That's so weird because I'm not usually a Hershey's girl. I just got one of those at the gas station on Friday in between my news segment and Police Blotter Facts Friday. And I was actually thinking, the almond Hershey's is delicious.
Have you tried the organic Hershey's yet?
Not yet. I was looking at the thing. They don't have them at the gas station.
Yeah, you probably have to go to the grocery store for that.
Yeah, really good.
210 calories, Grace.
I know. I looked when I went. I was like, that's not bad.
That's no, it isn't bad.
Really,
actually.
And you know what, Howie? It pairs really well with a nice black coffee, I will say.
You know what would be a good thing? It's too late now, I guess, for Halloween, but if Hershey's could put out a standard-sized bar with Let's Go Brandon on it, like the texter was talking, he's putting the stickers on the full-size bars. But if you could just do Let's Go Brandon for Halloween.
I'm waiting to see if any of the kids in my neighborhood, because it's on Sunday this year, so usually I don't make it because of the show. But I'm waiting to see if any of the kids have masks on this year. I'm sure some of them will. Because I see them outside, like, scootering with masks on their bikes. all right, let's go to cut 3, please, Taylor.
This obsession you have with the dumbest man in Washington for the last 50 years, and he can't speak, is getting creepy. Are you also starting to sniff hair?
I'm doing it because nobody else seems to be doing it. I keep waiting for other talk show hosts, other primetime TV cable news hosts to do it. Why won't anyone else do it?
Howie wants to pass the baton, but no one's picking it up.
I know.
We're good.
Let's play cut 12, Taylor, as long as we're here. Cut 12 from Biden.
No little expression, time is money. As one computer said, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans.
Is that what a computer says?
I hate to be the one to break this to you, but automobiles are not human. They have no lineage or personality.
That's a smart computer.
As one computer said, a computer that was on Amtrak every day. I wonder, did he know Angie?
Angie didn't like the computer.
Hey, paisanos!
All right, we have two more to get through, and they're very good. Okay,
have you adequately warned him about these two?
No, why? You think they're going to hurt his feelings?
Well, these are pretty harsh.
Yeah, are you, Howie, is that okay?
I can handle it.
He always says that, and then he's sad for the rest of the show. Then he gets that gloomy look to him like Eeyore. Okay, this is cut four.
There you go again, Carr. Talking about how Biden is missing in action? Are you kidding me, Carr? How much golf did Trump play, Carr? How much Trump on the golf course, Carr? You f***ing white cousin from Boston? You're nothing but a s***er, a pain. You're a little power, Carr. A little f***ing
There were so many bleeps, I couldn't even understand most of those insults.
That's for the best, I think. We also cut it short because he went on for a while.
What was the white thing from Boston? What was that all about?
I think he said bleep you and your white cousin from Boston or something.
My white cousin?
How much Trump on the golf course, Carr? You white cousin from Boston?
You can tell he really hates you. Like, it sounds like his vocal cords are going to give out. Oh, by the way, we have one last one, and I think this one's hurtful, too, in its own way.
Is this from my white cousin in Boston?
No, this one might cut you deep, Howie, because this guy is just, he's had enough. This is cut five.
Has Howie always been this f***ing rude? He interrupts everybody. I'm getting sick of it. He's probably a nose picker, too, and he probably farts under the sheets and likes it. What a f***ing no-class fat f***er he is. He better stop interrupting people. It's just obnoxious. He's so... I've had it.
He's had it. He called you a nose picker, and you heard the other one, too. I shouldn't repeat it. I don't know why I'm trying to rub it in.
Should we really be allowing home delivery of all this alcohol and weed? Was that a good move by the state legislature to approve that during the panic?
Honestly, for me and for the content that I am trying to deliver every Monday, it was a great move. But for you and you know, your soul, maybe not.
And my white cousin from Boston.
Yeah, maybe not. By the way, Howie, one more time. Hate Mail Monday is brought to you by Piantedosi Baking Company, providing quality baked goods and rolls to fine restaurants across the nation, like the 110 Grill, for over 100 years. I'll be back next week with more Hate Mail.
By the way, Grace, somebody said not to make fun of Grace. This is from 207, literally just asked if kids would be wearing masks for Halloween. Come on, 207. You know what she was talking about.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, those masks, I was actually, when I was younger, a big fan of masks, like the Scream mask or, you know, putting those on. That's why I always thought it was so weird that they didn't let kids trick or treat, because it's the one day of the year where you can wear a mask. I kind of meant more the N95s.
I'm so old, Grace, that I can remember when I think there was a statute in the city of Boston that said you could not wear a mask in public. I think that was in 2019 they passed. The city council passed that after some of the Antifa.
Yes. Well, it is weird how at the beginning
rallies,
of this, if you wore a mask, like some celebrities were seen out and about with masks on, and they were kind of shamed for taking them away from healthcare workers, and everything has since flipped, and then flipped back, and then flipped again.
Yes.
I think you should be Dr. Fauci for Halloween, Howie. Put on a little lab coat and glasses.
Where can I get a stethoscope?
And you can carry a baseball glove with you.
That's true. And throw like a girl.
That won't be hard. I don't think you need much practice.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. That hurt me more than all those drunks talking about me.
I'm just kidding, Howie. I know you're an incredible athlete.
I am. A world class. Did I ever tell you about how I was on the New England champion team?
Unfortunately, we have to go to a break.
The Thunderstorm Air Purifier is one of Eden Pure's best-selling products, and now Eden Pure is extending their special Thunderstorm 3-pack offer through the end of October. One user writes, "Very surprised at how well the small units work. Noticed a difference almost immediately. I purchased the 3-pack and I'm happy I did." With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack, you'll get 3 units for under $200 and save $200. One for your basement, first floor, and second floor, all in one purchase. With the 3-Pack, you can now enjoy clean air everywhere in your house or workplace. It's been months now that we've been talking about the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. People still ask me if it really works. Not only does it really work, it works in hours. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is so small and light that you can hold it in your hand and plug it right into the wall. The best part is you don't have to replace any air filters, which of course saves you time and money. Other air purifiers can cost up to $600 for just one unit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and put in code word Howie3 to save $200 for their special 3-pack. EdenPureDeals.com, click my name, and use code word Howie3. This offer ends October 31st. I'm Howie Carr.
There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
(844) 500-4242. We'll be talking more as time goes on about all the law enforcement that's being fired around the country. And Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, though, is recruiting them. A state cop in Massachusetts sent me this today, just to remind everybody. How many people are going to take it from all these different states where people are being fired for not taking the jab for whatever reason, religious, medical, etc. But it's making them feel better that Ron DeSantis is talking about this. Cut 7.
We're actually actively working to recruit out-of-state law enforcement because we do have needs in our police and our sheriff's departments. So in the next legislative session, I'm going to hopefully sign legislation that gives a $5,000 bonus to any out-of-state law enforcement that relocates in Florida. So NYPD, Minneapolis, Seattle, if you're not being treated well, we'll treat you better here. You can fill important needs for us, and we'll compensate you as a result.
Cut 8.
Well, no. It is not. No. It's for officers, period. It has nothing to do with their vaccination status. So that's just wrong. That's a bad. I think there was a headline from a corporate outlet, which we all know corporate media lies. Okay, they do not tell the truth. Assume what they tell you is false and then figure out why they're telling you a false narrative.
Very good point. 844-500-4242. You know, I have no confidence in the FBI. Probably you don't either. Same with the CIA, IRS. They're all controlled by the deep state, totally corrupt. I always kind of like, though, the U.S. Marshals. I thought maybe they were doing a good job. They're the ones who captured Whitey Bulger after the FBI just spun its wheels for how many years, 15 years? Well, now the marshals are starting to have the same problem. A U.S. Marshals Service official under investigation for allegedly having sex with a junior colleague has been accused of pawning off his postgraduate homework to subordinates. This was at the Naval War College in Newport. He was apparently having his subordinates write his papers for him. Then he had also hooked up with a woman described as a senior-ranking marshal. They're accused of hooking up in the late afternoon in July on a couch in his office. Other employees who were outside of this guy's office, Andrew Smith is his name, assistant director of the Tactical Operations Division, allegedly heard the hot and heavy session and recorded it on their cell phones, according to law enforcement sources. Wow. So much for the marshals. I'm Howie Carr.